obsession of our yoga of success, even though it's not by any means the final theme in Bhagavad Gita. But nevertheless, it's a very important intermediate step we have to make, and that is to become intuitive and actually connect to the Supreme Lord in the heart, in the form of Paramatma, Super Soul. So this will be our subject, very mysterious subject, which my poor mother Prabhu from the beginning said was his prime inspiration to come to the course, to find out how this is done. We are connected. We can connect to Paramatma. And so we will read. We will read the text number 7 from the 6th chapter. And what is the name of the chapter? Anyone remembers?
Dhyana Yoga.
Dhyana Yoga. What is Dhyana?
Meditation.
Meditation, yeah. And meditation is specifically on the Super Soul in the heart. And we can say, because this is the final chapter which concludes the Karma Yoga part of Bhagavad Gita, that this is the ripened fruit of Karma Yoga, or working for the sake of pleasing Krishna, that you actually connect with Krishna in your heart. And from that point onwards, you can go on to mature bhakti yoga practices, because once you see Krishna in your heart, which is chapter 7, then chapter 6, then chapter 7 from the start describes, you know, Krishna describes how he is manifested everywhere. So once you establish that inner connection, then you will see how everything outside is connected to Krishna, and then you can always remember Krishna. So this is an important intermediate stage for us. Okay, any volunteer again to read out loud first Sanskrit of the text 7?
Itatmanah prasantasya paramatma samahitaha sitoshna sukhadukkeshu tatha manapamanayoho.
Thank you. Anyone else? Translation, please. Loud, so that everyone can hear. Yes.
The one who has conquered the mind, the Super Soul is already reached. For he who has attained tranquility, to such a man, happiness and distress, heat and cold, honor and dishonor, are all the same.
Mm-hmm. And purport by Srila Prabhupada, also loudly, please. Any volunteer?
Actually, every living entity is intended to abide by the dictation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is seated in everyone's heart as Paramatma. When the mind is misled by the external, illusory energy, one becomes entangled in material activities. Therefore, as soon as one's mind is controlled through one of the yoga systems, one should be considered to have already reached the destination. One has to abide by superior dictation. When one's mind is fixed on the superior nature, he has no alternative but to follow the dictation of the Supreme. The mind must admit some superior dictation and follow it. The effect of controlling the mind is that one automatically follows the dictation of the Paramatma or the Super Soul. Because this transcendental position is at once achieved by one who is in Krishna consciousness, the devotee of the Lord is unaffected by the dualities of material existence, namely distress and happiness, cold and heat, etc. This state is practical samadhi, or absorption in the Supreme.
Thank you. So text number 7, and if you noticed, We have text 7 from the 6th chapter, and we also had text 7 from the 5th chapter yesterday. So, lucky number. And this text is quite revealing. Helps us to understand how can we achieve the super soul. How can we contact with the super soul? And first of all, before we look into this particular text, let's just reflect on the subject of the super soul. That many of us can think that it's a very mysterious process, connection with the super soul. Is it? Is it mysterious?
Yes.
So many people say yes. Any of you ever had experience of contact with the super soul? How many of you would say that you haven't had this experience? Please raise your hands if you haven't had this experience.
Haven't.
Never had this experience of connection with the super soul.
Not sure.
That's a good question. So, how many of you had the experience that you wanted to do something which you suspected was not the best thing to do because someone from inside was telling you, don't do that, and then you did it anyway, and you put yourself in trouble? Who had this experience? So, who was advising you from inside?
Super soul.
Yes. So we can see.
I said my mind.
Yeah, devil.
Sorry?
I said my mind.
Your mind, but...
Devil's advocate.
But with intelligence and mind.
Yes. The mind was advising to do things.
The mind was telling you to do it.
How do you think in mind?
How do you differentiate
between the soul and the mind?
That's one of the questions.
Yeah, how do you differentiate between the super soul and the mind? Very good. That's actually the next point on our handout. Good.
Just on that point, Prabhu, people would say that it's instinct, that previous experiences or you've seen, and that's the reason. So that's another point as well. That it, and also it can come down to sentimentality. That, oh, inside my heart, it told me not to do it. But actually, it might not be that. It might be you previously, subconsciously, have seen things like this happen.
Put for some clarity.
So
people also say they hear voices and they murder people. So
sorry.
People also say they hear voices to murder people.
Is it mentally unstable?
The mind.
Yeah.
It's definitely not the super soul.
That's it.
Okay, that's a very good question.
Your sentimentality is key in this, I think.
That's a very good question. That, first of all, you know, to this subject of, you know, instincts, Prabhupada was very clear. He was saying, you know, scientists, they talk instincts, where the instincts are coming from, what's their explanation? They have no explanation. And our explanation is that it's all done by the super soul. You know, like you throw sugar on the ground and in few minutes there will be ants. So how do they know that there is a sugar there? Paramatma is guiding them. As well as many other things, or like dog gets sick and then dog goes out and chews a chewing special herb and then gets better. Who is telling the dog to chew that special herb, not the other one? So, you know, instincts, they just want to label phenomena they don't understand. You know, and this is scientific way. If anyone wants to be a scientist, this is the way. If you don't understand something, just try to, you know, explain it in such a complicated language that others would not understand also. And then you'll pass as a great scientist. Yeah. If you are bewildered, just bewilder others, and they will glorify you. So, but it is super soul. Because without the super soul, we can do nothing. Krishna says in many places in Bhagavad Gita, about the functions of the super soul. Sarvasya chaham vridhi sanavishtam atas pritirgyanam apohanam cha, for example. He says that I'm in everyone's heart and from me comes knowledge, remembrance and forgetfulness. Or in the last chapter he says Ishvara sarvabhutanam hridyeshu prajnyam tishtati, that I'm situated as, the Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart. And he, Yantra Rudani Maya, he is guiding, he is actually the chariot driver of our individual chariot. You know, that's again, you know, the analogy, the comparison between our position and Arjuna's position in the battlefield. So Krishna was driving Arjuna's chariot, and Prabhupada explains in Bhagavatam, in the first canto, that that's Krishna's permanent position. He is always a driver of each and everyone's chariot, which is material body, Yantra Rudani Maya. So he is driving without the super soul. You cannot even blink if you think that you are controlling the functions of your body. Yeah, just try not to blink for 5 minutes and we'll see how it will work.
So how can we interpret free will? If
free will,
Atma is guiding that dharma.
Yes.
Then
we are making a request to the super soul. You know, and then super soul is fulfilling the request. You know, I'm saying, you know, if I'm thinking I'm lifting my hand, actually what's happening, I'm telling the super soul I want to lift my hand, so please make my hand go up. Super soul's doing that, right? If that would only depend on us, why so many people have paralyzed hands, right? They cannot move them no matter how much they try. So super soul is not giving the sanction. So without, that's without the sanction of super soul, nothing can happen. Yes.
So is the super soul neutral or is it biased, or how does it?
Anyone knows the answer?
Whether they should do something or not.
Anyone knows the answer?
I think I've read in Prabhupada's book review, it says that based on ultimately our desire, and sometimes based on karma, we deserve to go.
But is the super soul neutral or biased?
It's neutral.
Neutral. Yes. It's absolutely neutral.
I think also Srila Prabhupada says in his purport, he says, he explains it that man, like this, like man proposes and God disposes.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, he quoted that often. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Maybe it is it's neutral, but sometimes super soul guide the devotee.
Yes.
Because sometimes, you know, independence, we want to do something bad. Try to stop it. No, don't. At last, we don't, surrender to Supasa. Then it's okay.
Yes.
So he's neutral to non-devotees, but to devotees,
friendly.
Then it's Krishna.
Yeah. Yes.
Acting.
Yes. All right, so back to Mayapur Madhava's question and back to our second point in the handout. How to distinguish the mind from the super soul? So let's see clear characteristics which would belong to the mind and super soul. Let's start with the mind. Some clear characteristic of mental functioning.
Laziness.
Is the mind only lazy? No one has active mind? So it's arguable point. Mind is not necessarily lazy. Okay, demanding sense grad. That's for sure. Unsteady, yes. Accepting and rejecting. Flickering, Prabhupada was saying. Flickering. Demanding sense grad. Flickering. Yeah, flickering, unsteady, same thing, yeah.
Mind, the enemy, super soul, the best friend.
can be best friend.
Well, yeah, can be best enemy. Friend.
I'm trying to be a bit enemy for me.
uncontrolled. Whimsical. Can we say whimsical?
Whimsical,
yes.
Mind is very overpowering?
Overpowering, yes. Very good. Yeah.
Subtle.
The mind.
Well, super soul is also even more subtle. So we want, okay, any other, like voice of the mind, is the mind loud? Or not? Very loud, yeah, loud. Is it demanding?
It is.
Demanding, yeah.
It's very fast.
Huh?
Fast,
yeah, okay.
It wants to enjoy sense gratification.
Yeah, we put that demanding center. Yeah, there is actually a saying, don't let your mind wander too far, it may not come back.
Like I lost it.
Yeah.
Sometimes the mind wants to switch off because he's suffering so much, so I don't know, watching a film, you want to switch off.
Complaining. Complaining. Okay. Yeah, that's a regular function of the mind. Oh, poor me. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah.
The mind allows you to think about it wrong.
Yeah, contemplating. Contemplating, that's the function of the mind. Yeah. Contemplating, yeah. On the sense objects, yeah. That's described in the second chapter. Contemplating. Okay. Mind is demanding, flickering, whimsical, or powering loud. Demanding,
distracting,
yeah, very demanding. Very fast complaining and don't complain. Okay, super soul. If mind demands sense gratification, what super soul does?
It's all opposites, isn't it?
Huh?
Control.
Advises. Yeah.
Very.
If mind is flickering. And always changing, super soul?
Steady.
If mind is whimsical, and super soul is, you know, whimsical means you just do whatever you want without any authority. Super soul is? Authoritative. Yeah, because how do you know that this is the super soul? Because the same thing, what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, super soul will tell you. Then you will know this is Krishna. Yes. Authoritative. Okay, mind is overpowering. Super soul is?
Super soul gives you a choice.
Yeah, gives choice, okay.
It doesn't say you have to.
Yeah, good. Gives choice, yeah. Operating on the basis of free will. Yes?
What I'm going to say is that if you want to make sure that this super soul is telling you something, you should go up to two or three other devotees and get it confirmed that Krishna is speaking to them as well.
Yeah.
So if you're not sure whether Krishna is telling you something from within, go to senior devotees, explain the situation, and they will also give you to confirm that it's either super soul or not.
Yeah. Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra have to be in line with the super soul. Then mind is loud, super soul is?
Quiet.
Quiet, yes. Therefore, you know, to hear the super soul, we have to shut the mind down first. Tell him, shut up. Let me listen to what Krishna says. If mind is demanding, super soul is?
Giving.
Commanding. Right? No one can resist the, you know, power of the super soul. Sometimes it's quite horrendous.
That's a good point. Yeah.
That one devotee, he said, you know, he lost his thumb while working on the, you know, like cutting the, what do you call it, with the circle. So he lost his thumb. And he said that actually happened after he offended one devotee very badly. And he said he was cutting this wood and he could actually see that it is coming. But it was as if, you know, his hand froze and it kept going. And he was horrified. But he could do nothing. So if super soul decided that something is bound to happen, no one can do nothing. So Super Soul is commanding. Super Soul is in charge of everything what's happening here. Then he is the boss.
Then why do we get choices?
Yeah, choices. So we get choices before, not after.
Okay.
You know, you stand on the edge of a cliff.
Right.
This is where you can choose whether to jump or not. Once you jump, you have no choice. That's it. You got to land. You cannot like freeze in the air. Oh, I
Super
changed
soul.
My mind. Let me go back now. Okay, mind is very fast. What about Super Soul? Well, Super Soul can be also
even faster.
Super Soul's even faster. Mind is complaining, and Super Soul is explaining. And if mind is contemplating, then what Super Soul is doing?
Dictating.
Yeah. Is that comprehensive enough analysis? Yes.
Just say there's two things. One is whatever you said about Super Soul. I mean, that could be mind versus intelligence as well. I mean, I'm not sure. I'm sure you make it clear to us, but at the moment, it seems like it's mind versus intelligence dictating. Because the intelligence says, "Don't do this."
Mm.
The mind must do it. And the second point is, so we say males.
Well, let's deal with
mind.
The first point.
I just want to get this in. Then, the males think from the mind, whereas the females think from the heart. So where does the heart fit into all this?
Well, the heart is senses.
Emotional.
Emotions connected to the senses. But in regards to the first point of intelligence, that's very good point, and actually Srila Prabhupada explains that intelligence is meant to be guided by the Super Soul. So intelligence is the natural instrument of the Super Soul. Through intelligence, Super Soul expresses its will. Even though, you know, like Super Soul can function perfectly without mind and intelligence perfectly on its own. And sometimes it's happening. Actually, some people, they're really trying to enjoy that contact with the Super Soul. But without devotional service, for example, if you ever wondered why some people are into extreme sports, dangerous sports, because, you know, in that situation, they just have to give up anything and just connect to the Super Soul and, you know, just let go and let God. And that gives them such a pleasure that they're ready to risk their body and even their life for that. So that's the secret behind attachment to the extreme sports, actually. And, but normally, Super Soul would function through the intelligence, but intelligence is neutral. And so sometimes if mind becomes very strong, then the mind takes over the intelligence. So Prabhupada says, in the same way as medicine is meant to, you know, eliminate the disease, but if medicine is weak, then disease takes over anyway. So in the same way, if intelligence is weak, it can be overpowered by the mind. And then Super Soul will not use the intelligence. So intelligence is a neutral ground. One, there is a mind from other side, one side, and Super Soul from the other side.
Is there any child who doesn't yet have the intelligence? So is he using his mind, or is Super Soul describes?
Everyone has intelligence. It may not be as developed as in the adult, but anyone has intelligence. Even birds, even insects have intelligence. Everyone has intelligence. Every conditioned soul has false ego, intelligence, mind, senses. It's all there. It depends how much these are developed or not. That's the other issue, but they all have that. And male, female discussion, that's...
What's it saying? It's
a little bit different, but anyway, it's a big subject. Well, ego is the main guiding point. Yeah, ego is giving direction, and if there is no false ego, then there will be a real ego. Krishna Rasvarupahaya, Krishna Nityatas. So that's the real ego, then one's mind and intelligence become spiritual, real also. Right. Okay, so I hope that's clear enough, right? The distinctions. Thank you, Guru.
So how do you explain then voices in the head that are saying,
well,
go kill someone?
We know what the voices are, who the voices are, right? I never heard of it. It's haunted people, you know that. Those people who have other living entities in them. So these are the voices.
And is that because somebody was saying about the weak-mindedness? Is it down to being weak-minded or the consciousness, like, you know, the author was saying?
Weak mind, not following, you know, principles of cleanliness, because this is what the spirits are attracted to. Unclean. If someone is unclean, then he can be easily haunted. Yeah.
Another way to look at that is, mind is a part of subtle body. Gross body can get diseased. Subtle body can equally get diseased. So it would be a part of mind. So it's interesting you said, I always thought that was the malfunction or diseased mind. As much as you get a diseased body for because of your karma, you have a diseased mind. You might have inflicted a similar sort of thought patterns by your actions in your previous life. So your mind is something the same as well. But I didn't know that. What Prabhu was making mention, voices in your head that go and kill them. That's very common in schizophrenics. It's extremely common in schizophrenics. I thought it was a diseased mind, but it's interesting you say that it's the other living entities living.
Yeah. This is common Vaishnava understanding. I mean, there could be exceptions, of course, to the rule, but sometimes it's so obvious. Because I've had the experience of dealing with these people, and sometimes it's very scary, because not only they have different voices in their minds, but sometimes they can speak in completely different voices, and sometimes the voices are, you know, like you can actually see that this is a different person speaking through that body. So if there are more than one person in the same body, and they all fight for this superiority. We have not only two, but 2 billion souls in the same body. Mm. We have so many living entities, but, you know, if someone is not careful enough, then there could be another, say, human soul in a subtle body entering the same, you know, our body.
So one gross body, one subtle body, but two souls.
Yeah. Can be more. There can be more than two.
So you have 2,000 super souls in your...
Super soul is in every atom of the creation. Actually, super soul is one, but it is explained as if, you know, like if you have many mirrors, you know, and then the same person is reflected. So super soul is like that.
We explained that when people are like intoxicated or in low consciousness, they're more susceptible to be possessed by other living entities or kind of ghosts that are just roaming around looking for a gross body. Because when your consciousness is low, you're not kind of alert and you get possessed. And it's generally those who are drug addicts or alcoholics that become crazy and become schizophrenic because they haven't got the kind of defense system to kind of fight off another living entity that wants to take over their gross body.
Yeah. This subject seems to be catching everyone's interest.
More than anything else. Always does.
I think it's just a good reflection of how we delve inside. I feel really good that, you know, we're all here in our gross bodies. We have spent some time in our lifetime trying to go inside and see. This is a reflection of, I would say, spiritual advancement.
Let's first deal with Mataji's question. Can you?
I was asking, is devotees more susceptible to having spirits and bodies entering or trying to? And if so, why? Because I've had quite a few experiences, and my daughter has. And I'm just wondering if children are more susceptible as well.
Well, devotees are not meant to be susceptible. Actually, devotees are meant to be more immune. But if devotee is not careful, anything can happen. That's why Prabhupada was always telling, please be careful. Because if we are not careful, you know, it doesn't matter. Like I heard, just before coming here, I heard one class by Prahladananda Maharaj. And he said, if you change your dress or even address, that will not make you a devotee necessarily. So externals, you know, like one merchant in Vrindavan, he always jokes with me. He said, nice dhoti, nice devotee. Does it mean that, you know, if we just put on external symbols, that changes us? No, we have to follow. So if we are failing to follow, we are risking, you know, it's a gambling, and anything can happen to us. So there are many examples of achievements in human society guided by the super soul, and we won't be mentioning, you've probably heard of some of them. And then the question is, why to contact the super soul? We may say, oh, we have our guru, we have Vaishnavas, but, you know, Srila Prabhupada was mentioning that first-class Vaishnava is one who does the right thing without being told. And so, if how can we do the right thing if nobody tells us? Because who tells us?
Super soul.
Super soul. So if we actually connected to the super soul, that will please our spiritual master and Vaishnavas the most. Yeah? Because then we won't be like little babies always asking, shall I do this or that? We will know that this is the right thing, I'll do it, and then it will be perfect for everybody. But then, what is the main obstacle in reaching the super soul?
The mind.
The mind, yes. And this is what we want to discuss, how to control the mind.